Springfield, Massachusetts was the site today for a good-natured election-themed promotion for the national release of a new children's book. It was a festive morning on Fairfield Street in the city's Forest Park neighborhood. The modest house at 74 Fairfield was adorned with bunting and banners and balloons on the front lawn. There, about 50 children and several adults gathered to hear the announcement that a certain cartoon character would figuratively toss an easily recognizable red and white striped stovepipe hat into the ring.
So, Springfield, please join me once again in celebrating the 2016 presidential candidate dedicated to bringing fun back to the White House, the kids candidate, and your next president of the United States, the Cat in the Hat.
The costumed Cat in the Hat and running mates Thing 1 and Thing 2 stepped out on the porch of the house through a shower of soap bubbles to greet the adoring crowd and pose for pictures. The talking was left to Susan Brandt, president, Dr. Seuss Enterprises.
The cat is a candidate that listens. He listens more than he speaks. He wants to make sure that kids' voices are heard.
There is a website, catinthehat4prez.com, where children and adults can go and vote for a favorite cause. Choices include such concerns as keeping the oceans clean and feeding the hungry. Each cause is supported by a charity. The top vote getter will receive a $10,000 donation. Tuesday's faux political announcement corresponded with the release of a new Cat in the Hat book. One vote, two votes, I vote, you vote. Brandt said it was written to teach kids about elections and voting.
It's fun, it's engaging, it's teaching kids a very complicated process, but in a very straightforward way.
The house where Tuesday's event was staged was the childhood home of the Cat in the Hat's creator, Theodore Dr. Seuss Geisel.
Attention all gentle ladies and gentle non-ladies. We have driven here today in a vintage non-Mercedes to this place in the city of firsts, at the home of a man in whose books we are all well-versed.
City Council President Mike Fenton, who was inspired to write some rhymes for his speech, said it was a big deal for Springfield to host the national rollout of the new book.
We're glad that Dr. Seuss Enterprises shares that same pride in affiliation between Dr. Seuss and the city of Springfield.
After the announcement on Fairfield Street, the dignitaries rode off in convertible automobiles in a motorcade for a free public party at the Springfield Museums. Museums President Kay Simpson hopes the Cat in the Hat's announcement gives a boost to the project to build in Springfield the world's first Dr. Seuss Museum.
It's a $7 million project. Currently, we're at $5.4 million. We want to conclude our campaign in December of 2016. So we are asking the public to support us and make contributions to our cause.
The new museum is tentatively scheduled to open to the public in June 2017. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.